This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. Young hardwood forests are having a hard time growing in northern Michigan. The state is undertaking its largest research project ever to address the problem, spending almost $1 million. The solutions may sound counterintuitive, like more aggressive logging. Peter Payette has been covering this story for Interlock and Public Radio, and he joins us now. Hi, Peter.
Hello, April.
What do we mean when we say that the forests cannot grow?
Well, what that really means is certain tree species can't regenerate. There are tree species like sugar maple and white cedar and eastern hemlock that you can find growing in many places, larger, mature trees. But what you don't find are trees that are 6 or 8 or 12 feet tall in many of those places. These trees are just having a very difficult time growing up a new generation.
So why not? What's the botanical reason for these problems?
Well, there are a couple of problems. And one is there are a lot of deer in Michigan. We have a large deer herd, and deer eat many of these trees that you're not seeing regenerate. Trees that deer don't like to eat, like beech, are everywhere. Some northern hardwood forests are becoming thickets of young beech because the deer avoid those. But there are some other issues as well, and that's the focus of this research that the Department of Natural Resources is doing. The work is being led by a guy named Mike Walters. He's a forestry ecologist at Michigan State University. And what he likes to talk about is what he calls the unintended consequences of gentle logging. And that is to say, the use of forests, the logging in forests, is pretty gentle, and sometimes that has consequences that we don't like. So, for instance, loggers in forests treat the forest floor pretty gently. For instance, they are asked to do a lot of their work in the winter when the ground is frozen. And that sounds pretty good, right?
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, what's happened as a result of that is that we don't get forest floor disturbance in these areas that is required for some small seeded trees to germinate. And those include the birches and hemlock and species like that.
In fact, April, Mike told me that eastern hemlock is now like 80 or 90% less abundant on the landscape than it was a century ago.
That's substantial. Do we know how widespread these problems are throughout the state?
So we're talking about millions of acres of hardwood forests and white cedar forests. A lot of the forest landscape in northern lower Michigan is affected this way, and in the UP to a lesser extent.
Do we know how long this has been a topic among foresters who've been keeping an eye on it?
Well, I get the sense that everyone in conservation and forestry is well aware of this set of problems, but I don't hear much conversation about it. And that may be because it's unclear what you can really do. It's such a complicated set of human and biological interactions. Some people would say the solution is we just need fewer deer, but it's not clear how you would substantially reduce the deer population. And the deer hunters probably wouldn't really accept that solution anyway. I learned about it about 5 years ago because the Conservancy in Leelanau County was purchasing a large forest tract called Palmer Woods, and they were building what's called a deer exclosure, which means it's a big fence to keep deer out. And the Leelanau Conservancy and other conservancies will construct these to demonstrate and experiment with what forests can look like without a lot of deer overbrowsing on them.
Huh. So are there any other solutions that you've heard about among people who are feeling like it's worth taking a shot at fixing the problem?
So I think this would be the research that Mike Walters is doing for the state of Michigan. And what he is really exploring, and he's working on well more than 100 forest plots across northern Michigan and the UP, and they're exploring more aggressive logging, as you said in their opening. And in some cases, they're going in and taking out nearly all of the trees in an area, leaving a few large, what they call seed trees, or they'll take out maybe half of the trees. They're experimenting to see if they open up the forest more, if the deer will stay away, because deer like to, you know, have some cover and not be left out in the open. They are also doing what they call scarifying the forest floor. They're actually tearing up the forest floor. So some of those trees that don't regenerate well, like eastern hemlock, have more of a chance to regenerate. And what they're hoping is they can get a lot more young trees coming up in these forests as a result of management, and that there will be enough to feed the deer that are there. But as well, many of those will grow into young and then mature trees.
Peter Payette of Interlochen Public Radio. Peter, thanks for telling us about this.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for your interest.
Peter originally reported about this story on Interlochen's weekly show, Points North. You can hear it as a podcast.